And time now for our regular look at the business of advertising. Slate ad critic Seth Stevenson has been watching a new series of Volkswagen commercials, and he's wondering, where's the Farfignugen?
When I first saw these ads on television, I assumed they were for a local dealership. Fine, I thought. Decent production values for Joe Schmo's Volkswagen hut. But then I realized they're in fact part of a national VW campaign. What? Cue disappointment, burgeoning frown, downcast eyes. Are these really the new spots from one of the best and most creative marketers on TV? The spots all feature a Volkswagen salesman who takes car buyers out on test drives. Each drive gets just a little bit weird. For instance, one man is so enthused by the Jetta's handling that he shrieks at the top of his lungs.
Do you feel the control?
I can really feel that!
In another spot, a woman loves the Passat's acceleration, so she floors it past a highway patrolman.
This is so cool!
I know. We can probably wind it down a little bit now.
Through all these shenanigans, the cheerful salesman tries to keep his cool. It's not that they're such awful ads, especially compared to your average car spot. The vehicle speeding through an empty desert, the announcer bellowing out financing offers. The problem is, these just don't compare to past Volkswagen spots. Over the past few years, Volkswagen's made some of the best ads on television. There was one where some kids drove around on a summer night, backed by the strains of the haunting Nick Drake song, Pink Moon.
I saw it written and I saw it say, Pink Moon is on its way.
And there was one where all of New Orleans moved to the rhythm of a Volkswagen's windshield wipers. Those were brilliant commercials. Masterfully composed, always eye-catching, emotionally gripping even. The kind of ads you look forward to seeing, the way you wish your favorite song would come on the radio. The kind of ads that are actually better than the TV shows they interrupt. Set against wonderful work like that, the salesman spots are just regular old commercials. So I called up VW's ad agency, Arnold Worldwide. What I learned is that those earlier, more emotional ads were for the beginning of a car's product cycle, i.e. the introduction of a new model. Those ads are designed to hook the people who will run out and buy a new car based on some pre-verbal brand love deep within their psyches. But a year or two down the road, you need to hook the people who buy with their heads instead of their hearts. And these new salesman ads have a specific goal: lure people in for test drives, which fewer people do now because they research cars online. That's a problem for VW, which prides itself on performance. So these ads try to bring the test drive into your living room. Okay, I guess these ads aren't so bad in that light, and I'll give them a B. But luckily for those who crave a more artful and memorable campaign, a new VW product cycle is about to begin. The redesigned Jetta launches in March, and VW will also unveil a new Showstopper ad. I plan to review it when it airs. Here's hoping it lives up to expectations.
Opinion from Seth Stevenson, who writes the ad report card column for Slate. Day to Day was produced this week by Jim Wallace. The senior editor is John Buckley. The production staff includes Steve Proffitt, Neil Carruth, Amy Walters, Rob Sachs, Nova Safo, Nihar Patel, and Claire Robbins. Our intern is Stephen Hoffman. Editors Martha Little, Alicia Montgomery, and Slate's Andy Bowers. Our director is Catherine Fox. The technical director is Josh Rogerson, with engineer Sean Corey Campbell. The executive producer is Leith Bishop. The manager of NPR West is Cindy Kennard. Our theme music was composed by Greg Smith. Day to Day is a production of NPR News and Slate.com. I'm Madeline Brand.